Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Saudi Arabia. The highest-ranking Muslim cleric in Saudi Arabia is calling for all churches to be destroyed. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Abdul Abdullah, says that it is necessary to destroy all churches in the Middle East, and he based his declaration on the Islamic holy book, the Hadith, which quotes Muhammad as saying on his deathbed that only Islam can be practiced in the Middle East. The Mufti asserted that all law in the Middle East must conform to Sharia, the law of the Quran, as revealed by Allah, the Islamic God. This declaration by the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia comes on the heels of a Wall Street Journal article written by the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, which stated that Arab discrimination against Christian minorities is a prevalent phenomenon throughout the Arab world. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A declaration by the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia that Christian churches in the Middle East must be destroyed is a page out of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Over the last several years, there have been many reports of Christian churches being destroyed and church attenders being killed by radical Islamists. This phenomenon has been on the increase in recent days, and the declaration from the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia that all Christian churches in the Middle East must be destroyed will only add to the urgency of this destruction by Muslim radicals. Across the Arab world, more and more Christians and their churches and leaders are the focus of a fast-growing element in our world today who say only the Islamic religion is the one that all of humankind must be a part of in this time in history. This scenario unfolding today was actually written about in a yesterday over 2,000 years ago. John, the human writer of the book of Revelation, wrote of the slaughter of believers in Jesus Christ in a number of locations in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, foretells of the time when those who stand for the word of God, the Bible, and who have a testimony that Jesus Christ is their Savior, these believers will be killed. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4 says that they will be beheaded for their faith. These biblical prophecies are referring to the time of tribulation, that seven-year period of judgment on the earth following the rapture and before the second coming of Christ. The Grand Mufti's call for all Christian churches in the Middle East to be destroyed is indeed a lead-up to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...